Hi, this is Jim Gilmore of Saga, and you're listening to The Blog of Rock.
Hallo, willkommen bei The Block of Rock, deinem Hardrock und Heavy Metal Podcast Musikmagazin. Ich bin Uwe Lerch und ich nehme dich Backstage mit zu den Rockstars. Natürlich quatschen wir über die Musik, die uns alle verbindet, über neue Platten, über Livepläne und was früher so war. Aber wir sprechen auch über die Menschen dahinter. Was hat sie inspiriert und motiviert und welche Rockstar-Tipps haben sie für dich da draußen? In den Shownotes, das ist die Beschreibung zu dieser Episode, über die du das hier gerade hörst, findest du einen zentralen Link für alle weiteren Informationen, der dich aber auch in meine offizielle Facebook-Gruppe führt. Ich würde mich freuen, wenn wir uns hier kennenlernen. Bist du nun am Start? Na dann komm doch mit! Ich bin wirklich überwältigt auf die Resonanz auf das Interview mit dem Saga-Frontman Michael Sadler. Es hat mir auch gezeigt, dass sich die kanadischen Prog-Rock-Helden in der Krise lautstark mit einem leisen Akustikalbum zurückmelden. Daher gibt es heute einen kleinen Nachtisch aus meiner Schatztruhe. Das wahrscheinlich letzte Interview mit einem Saga-Bandmitglied 24 Stunden vor dem Abbruch der Out of the Shadows Tour im März 2020, als man in Deutschland das Ausmaß der Pandemie nur erahnen konnte. Die Geschichte rund um das Interview sowie alles um das brandneue Album Symmetry habt ihr ja schon in der letzten Episode von Sänger Michael Sadler erfahren. Falls ihr diese Story noch nicht gehört habt, geht einfach auf eurem Podcast-Player einen Schritt nach unten. Und bei der Gelegenheit ein kleiner Tipp von mir. Es macht Sinn, meinen Podcast zu abonnieren, denn von derartigen Überraschungen habe ich noch mehrere auf meinen digitalen Lagern. Du willst ja sicherlich nichts verpassen. Zurück zum Geschehen. 9. März 2020, Neu-Isenburg bei Frankfurt, Hugenottenhalle. Wir sind im Backstage-Bereich, circa 2 Stunden vor der ausverkauften Show. Mein Gast damals, Jim Gilmore, der Keyboarder, den alle nur Daryl nennen. Ein Jahr blieb dieser Talk im Archiv. Jetzt möchte ich ihn euch nicht länger vorenthalten. Viel Spaß!
So, how's been the tour so far for you?
Really, really good, but very tiring. A lot of drives. So, but the shows have been great. Absolutely. Tonight's going to be great.
Yeah, it's a packed house so far.
Yeah.
What I've heard. Yeah. It's amazing. Of course, you know, I've seen Saga multiple times, and I think it's an up and down through the 40-something years.
Yeah. Oh, well, it's like that for a lot of bands, yeah. You know. Except the Rolling Stones. But.
But the good thing is, you're on the way up. I considered when I was, the past shows I've seen from you, you played the Colossal multiple times, which is a small venue in Gothenburg. Last time I saw you at the Castle in Wertheim, which was an amazing show
at
the
great.
Old Castle. Yeah, yeah. So it's pretty good to see that Saga is on the way up.
Yeah, and hopefully it continues that way.
So how do you see it? Where does it come from? Is it a new generation coming after?
There's a bit of that. I mean, when you look in the audience, they're all ages. I mean, from kids that are brainwashed by their parents and, you know, people our age. And it's nice to see. And women are starting to come back to the shows.
Yeah, that's good.
So, yeah.
And hopefully the daughters too.
Yeah. So my theory is because for about a good 10 years, it was just all musicians and guys.
Yeah.
So my theory is all those women are now divorced and they remembered the good times back.
So. Although I remember in the early days when you know, Saga was at their height in the 80s, I saw also a lot of women because Saga was not, you know, it's not a hard rock heavy metal band. So it was, you had a lot of melodies, especially on the World's Apart album where you had the big hits and the Heads or Tails album.
Yeah,
so a lot of women got attracted even back then.
Yeah, even though it's progressive rock, we still have our, you know, more pop elements to some of the things. So I guess that's what it is. Yeah, we're kind of different than all the other prog bands.
So tell me, what made you coming out of the shadows and back into the light? The obvious question.
it was never intended to be ended. It's just was intended that we pick and choose now. There's no way any of us want to go on the road for 3 months at a time. I mean, we're having a hard time with just 1 month. But that's mainly what it is. So we just pick and choose They'll ask us what we want to do. We'll go, nah.
And you love to come to Germany all the time.
Oh, of course.
Yeah. It's still one of the biggest markets for Saga.
Yes.
Funny thing is, when you take a look at Wikipedia, it's been said that Saga is a Canadian progressive rock band, which is mainly popular in Germany and Puerto Rico.
Yeah.
So what is this story all about?
We have no idea. Puerto Rico and Germany have nothing in common, so, but we always do well there. Yeah.
Yeah. So you play there a lot?
We usually every 2 years.
Okay.
We played there a year ago, October.
But coming back to the nowadays, you know, touring in 2020 is a bit different, especially when you have the virus around.
Yeah.
So what is touring like these years, especially when you have these threats all around?
Well, we have been keeping minimal contact with the public and no shaking hands. And unfortunately, we've had to cancel our meet and greets and our fan meetings.
Yeah.
A lot of them weren't happy about it, but... you know, one person in the band gets sick, you know, we're done. You know, we won't be able to go on the cruise. We won't be able to fly home.
Yeah.
But most people, I hope, are understanding. So that's why
At least you're playing there. Some tours already got canceled.
Yes.
The soccer games got canceled.
In Italy, they're playing football games with no crowd. So
this will happen in Germany on the weekend.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah, that's crazy.
So Bayern München will play without a crowd.
That's right. Yeah.
Holy crap, I didn't know
this. This is crazy. So tough times, but
you're
good in shape.
We're fine. We're washing our hands. I'm holding on to my hand sanitizer because you can't buy them anywhere.
So this is the new drug of Saga.
Yeah. And my friend, I was talking to my Scottish friend on FaceTime an hour ago. He said you can't buy toilet paper, you can't buy hand sanitizer. Amazon was selling hand sanitizer for £85
for
one,
that's
which
crazy.
Is like €2.
The new gold.
Yeah.
So you're now with the band for 40 years, except for some time periods.
Yeah.
Almost 40 years.
Yeah.
Is that right? Yeah.
I joined when I was 21. And I just turned 62.
Yeah, but so how do you see it? What is the secret of success of a progressive rock Saga? So what is the brand of Saga all about?
I think just because we're different than, you know, all those other prog bands who really don't pay any attention to melody or lyrics and stuff. So, you know, so I think that's a big part of it.
Lyric-wise, this is always because you had a certain kind of topics all the time within the lyrics, and especially while recapping especially the older songs, I always wanted to know if a track like You're Not Alone is some kind of a motivational song for somebody in a certain, because I followed the lyrics once again and I thought was it a song for somebody to motivate or inspire?
It could be, I guess. I mean, I wasn't there when they wrote it, so that was the second album, so but yeah, I think it probably is.
Yeah. And so it's always crazy to see how the people will sing along the songs.
Well, tonight you'll see they're singing along to a lot of other songs that are surprising. They're even singing guitar solo parts now.
That's nice, yeah. That's nice. What is the main difference between Saga nowadays? I mean, not only music-wise, but also in terms of organization. So back in the 80s, when Saga was one of the top bands in Germany, you had lots of staff around, big, you know, all the promoters with lots of people. Nowadays, it's more like a family traveling around playing shows.
Yeah, well, now that we've hooked up with Shooter, who are now taking over a lot of that, and so that's part of the reason that's going so well. So,
and they're taking care of a lot of business stuff for you as well.
Yes.
So
we manage ourselves. Me, Michael, and Ian, we all have our separate jobs that we take care of. But we all work together on it.
I'm happy to talk with you because there's always one certain time at a concert where you coming more into the light.
Yeah.
So how did it happen at that time that you were singing Scratching the Surface?
Well, I wrote it, and the producer originally did want Mike to sing it, and then Jim said, no, Daryl's singing it. So yeah.
And
so,
you're always happy to do it every night.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Well, now I'm allowed to sing two songs, so.
Oh, good. That's good. That's good. So you're coming back to Germany in the summer?
Yeah.
Once again?
Yeah.
So playing some more shows, some open airs?
Yeah. So one with Deep Purple, right? What's that one called?
It's Lieder am See.
Yeah, right. Lieder am See.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'll be neat.
Yeah, and some castle shows as well in Koblenz, as far as I've seen.
And Neulendingen as well.
Yes. Yeah.
So will be by then the new material more finished? So when can you expect a new album?
We're slowly working on things. So me and the new bass player, Dusty, we've already started a few songs. He lives really close to me. So we've been starting some material. But we have another album coming out before that, but I can't talk about it. So, Saga, that's a surprise album.
Okay, so we're looking forward. So, different to Michael, who lived in Germany for a while, but you kept on coming back to Germany quite a long time. What is your German knowledge in terms of language?
Well, I did kind of live in Munich off and on for a few years. So my German was more Bavarian. If I'm here long enough, I can hold some slow discussions.
Really?
As long as it's slow, yeah.
But Bavarian?
Yeah, more Bavarian, yeah.
No Franco type of?
No, I mean, to me, I can't tell the difference, but I know you guys can.
Okay, so what can we expect tonight? I've heard that on the set list it's much more, let's say, not only the obvious tracks like we had in this last summer on the summer tour, but also some special tracks which came after the first period. So
yeah, there's we tried to change. We're from now on we're going to try and change it up as much as we can. So there's some tracks that we either have never played or haven't done in a long, long, long time. So
it's also some fan favorites they ask you to play.
Yeah, there's a couple of those, but some of them we just don't want to do. So.
Did you ever play Out of the Shadows before?
Once on the Behavior Tour, I think we did. Yeah.
Okay.
That's because a long time ago.
I've seen you so many times, but I did not remember you ever playing the song.
So yeah, I think only on one tour a long time ago.
Okay, so thank you very much, Jim.
Wenn dir diese Episode gefallen hat, folge mir doch gerne beim Podcast-Dealer deines Vertrauens, damit du auch die nächste Folge nicht verpasst. Du bekommst die ganze Staffel als kostenloses Abo unter anderem bei Spotify, Apple Podcast, Amazon Music, Deezer, Soundcloud, YouTube, dem Podcast-Portal von Google oder natürlich über meine Homepage theblogofrock.com. Höre dir dort auch die bereits veröffentlichten Stories an, denn jede Woche gibt es hier neues Futter. Und vor allem, erzähle es deinen Freunden und teile die frohe Kunde auf Social Media. Alles klar? Dann hören wir uns ja wieder beim nächsten Mal. Bis dahin, keep on rocking!